The following people are not actors. They are real people with a real message.
I'm a father of a 17-year-old daughter who has a drug problem.
I'm the parent of a 17-year-old crystal meth addict.
You're going over various age groups, genders. There's really no stereotypical individual that would take meth.
We found out that our son, who was this wonderful athlete, good kid and great student, had stumbled into the world of crystal methamphetamine.
She started drugs in grade 10 at school. Some of her friends were doing meth, and they offered it to her.
Since then, it's been a constant struggle to save his life.
Well, I see the impact on the family from kids getting involved in drug dealing is being a very big impact. I mean, because it not only impacts their siblings, but also the parents.
He was dealing drugs. He had drug deals going on around our house, around our daughter. He would steal from us. He stole credit cards and money. He would hide drugs in my house, which I could not tolerate. So we had to have him removed from the home. He did go into care, in children's services care.
And the cell phone rang, and all I heard was my daughter, "Dad, you gotta help me. I need help. I don't know where I'm at."
I had the RCMP go and find him, and he was in a meth house.
And we drove, and we drove, and we finally found her laying on a step, no shoes, no coat, not knowing where she was or who she was with for the last 5 days.
Parents have a great deal of difficulty dealing with their child that's involved in something like this because they really don't know which direction to turn to.
And we were devastated to see this boy who was so gentle and caring and nice, and he was totally different. Coming down off a meth high, sketchy, agitated, aggressive, screaming and yelling and swearing at us, and we had never seen anything like it, and that was our son inside that monster.
Parents have so little power in this society when it comes to peer pressure and the way that popular culture works with alcohol and other things.
I thought I was a hip father that knew a lot of everything. Knew a little bit about meth, knew a little bit about GK, marijuana, everything that there was out there. Did I have any idea that my daughter was doing it? I didn't.
It's not something you can do on your own, and it has to be done with the help of family, friends, and associations that are trained to do it.
The one thing that we found is trying to find help. I spent hours and hours on the phone with people trying to find somebody that could help a 16-year-old. There is absolutely nothing that we've got that will help them.
We're going to be able to organize what we need to help these kids.
After we became more knowledgeable about crystal meth, I knew that if we didn't save him, he would die.
A message from DARE, Drug Abuse Resistance Education, and Easy Rock 104.9, Edmonton's soft rock with less talk.